Evening Edition is brought to you this week by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a beautiful, professional website for your next project. Their packages start at just $8 a month and include a free domain name when you sign up for a full year.
Squarespace is incredibly easy to use, and it comes with 24/7 support. For a free trial and 10% off your subscription, go to squarespace.com and use offer code EE8.
Welcome to Evening Edition for Thursday, August 8th. Here are some of today's headlines. Syrian rebels target President Assad's motorcade with rocket strikes.
The death toll from tribal clashes in South Sudan continues to rise.
Pope Francis tightens Vatican financial regulations.
An untamed wildfire has consumed more than 10,000 acres in Southern California.
And Portuguese researchers have found a way to make alcohol from coffee grounds.
In Syria today, rockets and mortar shells hit a pro-government neighborhood in Damascus while President Bashar al-Assad visited a mosque there. Two rebel groups initially claimed they had hit his motorcade, but later admitted they'd missed the target. Syria's information minister dismissed the statements that the motorcade had been hit as rumors, and state television showed the unharmed president leading prayers at the mosque. Today, Jordan allowed a Syrian opposition leader to cross into Syria from its territory for the first time, suggesting Jordan may increase its public support for the rebels.
In South Sudan, a team of local chiefs traveling through the eastern region of the country have reported that more than 300 people have been killed there in the last month. The deaths are reportedly the result of clashes between the government, rebels, and rival tribes. South Sudan's army is grappling with a rebellion in the region, and ethnic tensions have simultaneously flared again between local tribes. While the most recent wave of violence has subsided, many residents remain in hiding, afraid to return to their villages. Tribal violence in the area has been an ongoing problem. More than 1,600 people have been killed, and tens of thousands displaced, as part of a cycle of tribal violence in South Sudan since 2011.
Pope Francis has issued a decree intended to combat money laundering and the financing of terrorism through the Vatican Bank. It is seen as a response to the recommendations from a French financial watchdog hired by the Vatican to review its financial operations. It found that the Vatican Bank had not always exercised due diligence in its operations. A Vatican spokesman said the decree is, quote, a means of ensuring the road towards transparency continues. In today's world, it is all about resisting increasingly insidious forms of financial criminality, end quote.
Fire officials in Southern California have reported that 1,500 people have fled the still untamed Silver Fire near Banning in Riverside County. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the fire, which has so far burned more than 10,000 acres. Four firefighters have been injured, along with one civilian who was evacuated by helicopter after suffering from, quote, head-to-toe burns, end quote. As of this afternoon, the fire was only 10% contained. The area was also the site of the 2006 Esperanza arson fire, which saw five U.S. Forest Service firefighters killed. Highway 243, which has been shut down due to the Silver Fire, is named the Esperanza Firefighters Memorial Highway.
And finally, Portuguese researchers have come up with a way to create an alcoholic beverage from used coffee grounds. A team of bioengineers collected and dried grounds from a local coffee roasting company. After heating the dried grounds in water, separating the liquid, and introducing sugar and yeast, the mixture was allowed to ferment. The samples were then concentrated to increase the alcohol content. The finished product contains 40% ethanol, which is comparable to other hard liquors. A team of 8 trained taste testers were brought in to evaluate the drink, and they described it as, quote, bitter and pungent, end quote. Researchers expect the taste to improve with aging, but judges deemed it good enough to drink. Miranda Mulligan is Evening Edition's editor-in-chief. Our team of writers includes Julia Holloman, Ash Ponders, Philippe Mara Mendonza, and Celine Muzan. Go to muleradio.net for links to the stories from this episode, or read our editions from New York, San Francisco, London, and Paris at evening-edition.com. I'm Angela Kilduff.
And I'm Tom Carmody. Our podcast is distributed by the Mule Radio Syndicate. Evening Edition is brought to you each weekday by Mule Design Studio. Thanks for joining us.